Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah. Thank you for inviting me on. Have we like started yet, or is this pre?
No,
or is this the real thing?
This is just pre. This is just where we talk absolute nonsense, much like the actual thing, to be fair.
I'm Jason Neal, one of the co-owners of PW United. I must warn you that the Yellow Block podcast contains some strong language and adult themes. So be warned and enjoy.
Got warmer voices up.
It's pantomime season, apparently.
Oh, yeah. We're doing the Yellow Block pantomime.
No, we just
can that be it. A thing? Oh, please make that a thing.
Okay. Look how excited he is.
Here we are.
We can hold auditions.
Look at now, he's not depressed, is he?
I wasn't depressed before. I'm just tired. I didn't get much sleep. Please, can we do Yellow Block panto?
Well, it's pantomime season. Which Z-list celebrity would play us in a pantomime and why?
I don't know his name, but the person who plays Ian Beale.
What, for you?
Adam Woodyard.
Woodyard.
Oh, it has to be individual.
Adam Woodyard's a former posh player, isn't he?
I don't know. I think, Dan, you'd probably... Who else has got a top knot?
I'd say Jason Momoa.
Hang on,
Tim. The guy that does the Weller advert for Dan, the one whose hair's falling back.
Tim's... Oh. Right, you got to be grey. It's Phillip Schofield.
He's not Z-list, though, is he? He's as big as they come.
I'd be just some... good-looking hunk out there. I don't know who I'd be, but...
He'd be some, like, New Zealand rugby player.
Any rugby player you just said, Dan?
Rugby player? I'd say a rugby player.
Jimmy Savile didn't play rugby.
I said Ian Beale.
No, you didn't. You said someone for you with a top knot.
Oh, Jason Momoa? No, he's the guy who plays Aquaman.
I've already got a doppelganger that's a celebrity, though. What was... He was in I'm a Celebrity... Remember a couple of years back, he was an armour celebrity, and you guys picked up on the fact that he looked like me.
That's a good point. What's his name?
I don't know. He doesn't even look like me.
Oh, fuck. Have you said you've heard it before?
Yeah, I heard it many times, but I don't see it. I can't remember what his name was, though. He's a radio.
Ian Lee. Honestly, Dan, Google it.
Ian Lee.
It's Tim.
Ian. Isn't it spelled I-A-I-N, though? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Tim.
It is, isn't it?
But it's not. Get fucked. It's...
That's uncanny. That's uncanny.
But he's a knobhead.
He looks a bit like... Oh, yeah, of course. Again, uncanny. Who's the bloke who does the United podcast? Mark Goldbridge. He looks like a little bit of an older version of Mark Goldbridge.
Now, do you keep these bottles or chuck them if they're empty? You meant to keep them, didn't you? Yeah.
Oh. Do you want to put fairy lights in?
Recycle it.
Can you recycle glass?
Oh, my God. Just give it to Chloe, Jared. She'll sort it for you, mate.
The boxer in Snatch, who gets knocked out by Brad Pitt.
Snap.
Gorgeous George. His name is Adam Fogarty, Danny.
You look like Ronnie Pickering.
I'll take that. He's a hard bloke, isn't he? So
who?
Ronnie Pickering.
Who? He's not.
Ronnie Pickering.
Who?
Don't want to shout too loud, because you get told off.
Yeah, your appropriate adult will be yelling down at you. You won't be allowed fruit shooting Jack Daniels again after dinner.
It's a very expensive JD, actually. It's not the normal one.
Aren't they all the same?
No.
That's Gentleman Jack.
No, this is above a Gentleman Jack, this one.
Ooh. Very fancy.
The old Oreo milkshake from Five Guys last night, Jared. That's quite heavy.
Did you see that there's a bacon option?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Who the fuck's ordering that?
What, the bacon burger, you mean, or the milkshake?
No, No, milkshake.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah. I might try it. Thing is, milkshakes are really nice, but...
Yeah, but you can't take the risk because it costs £17 for a milkshake, so you don't...
The whole of Five Guys is so expensive. Two of us last night, we had two burgers, two fries,
two milkshakes. Oh, whoa. Well, you went on a date to Five Guys.
Well, it wasn't... No, it's a too long a story to try and explain. Well, yes and no. Yes, but it wasn't planned that way.
Even Kisby would take him somewhere. Mind you, it's fucking expensive. So you want to? I hope you split the bill. Or did you pay?
No, I paid. You know, it's the right thing to do. It is really expensive. It's like 30 odd quid for two people.
for burger and chips.
Yeah,
it is good. I just hate when it pisses all down you.
That was what I paid for it for.
Are we talking about the woman or? Actually, Dan, you've styled yours differently. Is that hiding a certain hairline? Not that we can see, because you're on a Nokia 3210.
No, I've just got really long hair. I haven't managed to get to a hairdresser's or a barber's recently, but yeah, it's not the greatest at the moment, is it?
You're going to end up with that little Alan Shearer island, aren't you?
No, I'll never get to that stage. I'll shave it off long before that. See, I've got the benefit of my dad being bald for most of my life. So, you know, I know that my head shape is pretty much okay.
Tim, just a question regarding hairline. If yours does go on top, you know, the vicar hairline, I call it, where they just have the strap around the sides. Will you have that, or will you just constantly like bick it and get it off?
Do you know what? I can't wait to just get it off anyway. If I could get away with it now, I would have no hair. It is a pain in the ass, my hair.
Why? Because it's grey?
No, the grey doesn't bother me. The grey doesn't bother me at all. So, well, it bothers me more so now. So I used to get, you know, we used to have a bit of a silver fox, was a bit of an icon. Used to have Philip Schofield, who everybody loved and respected. Obviously, I can't really pull that off now. So we're looking for a new kind of silver fox stalwart, really. But in any case, I have to get it cut so often and it costs me so much money and takes up so much of my time that if I could get it all off now in a heartbeat.
I feel like, Jared, you really got involved in this hair discussion. Like, some great comments, great questions. Like, this is your forte, well, isn't it? Like, basically hosting hair-based interviews.
My dad went bald at 26 and everyone's always like said to me, you're going to lose your hair. And at times it's looked that way, but it's still there. It's still, you know, it's still strong. So
sprayed
you
on.
Watch next week, I'll come on and I'll be like a jacket potato, but it's still there. It's still
well, that's the other offshoot from this season. Proud to announce Jared will be taking a host of the Yellow Block hair products special. It'll be a bi-monthly special pod looking at the hairstyles of the various Peterborough United squad. Who are you looking forward to seeing this season? Actually, Bilakovic has got a cracking set of hair. He looks like he could be a leader for the hair this season, I think.
Yeah, but I don't understand why goalkeepers have long hair. It doesn't make any sense.
Good.
I'm just thinking of David Seaman in the 2002 World Cup here.
Yeah, I do that. As the ball sails over his head. Yeah, it's a valid point. I forgot.
Why do you keep saying set of hair?
I was going to pick him up then. I'm not intelligent enough, and I thought you'd all mock me in case it was correct.
Set of hair. What's wrong with set of hair?
Well, it's not a set, is it? A set's more than one, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, if you're looking at his downstairs hair, then, you know, apologies. You know, quite right.
You know what's happening here, don't you?
So
you
know, now I want to know if Tim's got grey pubes or not.
You know what's happening? Well, they say it's the same as your eyebrows, don't they? So, you know what's happening here? Jared's trying to find things to pick me up on. It's almost like he's lost his host of the season title and he's trying to find ways to make up for that now. But that's fine. You know, it's not a problem, Jared. It's, you know, it is what it is. We look forward to
it. I like how Sam's taking these popcorn to the toilet.
He is, yeah. He's just gone off for a wee. Anyway.
I've just got the kernels left, guys. You know, no one wants them.
Evening.
I didn't know Lord could do that.
Dan couldn't do it, so... And as I'm free all the time...
You replied to the call.
Kisby, you still not had a fucking haircut?
No, yes, Jared, I have. It's an optical illusion, these golden locks.
Kisby, why is your hairline receding? Like, why is it scared of your forehead?
Because I'm old.
Oh, okay.
And funnily enough, it still looks younger than you, Tim.
Hey, I can't say nothing about... You can let it fucking play on my forehead.
to make jokes about anyone's age, Tim, you were on very thin ice because you know.
No, I've even dressed the part. Look at this for a proper granddad jumper.
That's just a grey jumper, to be fair.
No, I'm
it is, but it's the sort of thing that like your granddad would wear, isn't it?
I like how we have little name tags on the screen. I think that's really cute, just in case we forget who we all are. In my case, that is actually a possibility, to be fair.
How's Mrs. Kisby?
Oh, if you mean my mother, she's fine. Thank you for asking. She's all right.
Are you letting her put the heating on?
She's from a generation that doesn't fucking need heating. Like, seriously, she doesn't, because she's tough. Because when she was growing up, they didn't have heating in the house. She lived in a little village and they didn't have like mains electricity or something. So,
fuck me. How old's your mum?
82.
All right, okay.
Where were you evacuated to during the war?
Wait, Tim, did you ever go on that school trip where, Kisby, you didn't, because you actually lived it, but did you go on that school trip where you was a kid and you got put like in a village somewhere and you was like a war child?
No.
Okay. We did it. It was amazing. Although we had to eat spam sandwiches.
Where did you go? Like landed. Pinchbeck or Hoed Hole for the day?
No. No, it was like a proper, it was Tongue End. No, it was
It is like being a fucking refugee living in Tongue End. Twinned with the moon, that fucking place.
Where's Tongue End?
Between Bourne and Spalding.
Ridiculous name, isn't it?
I feel if I researched into that, I'd find out why it's called Tongue End, wouldn't I?
I'll let us know, actually. I'd be interested to know.
I tell you what, there's a lot of weird shit that used to go on fucking around that sort of area of the world. That best to be left to history, to be fair.
In case you didn't know, because I've got man flu, I probably won't make the week out, to be fair. But
I'm surprised Tim's not having the vaccination.
Important I've had it for this centers. Year. I genuinely had it about a month ago for this year.
You know what? I'm not allowed one because of my age. I'm not old enough. And Tim,
I didn't think. What do you mean vaccination?
Stiller of old London.
I had my COVID jab about a month ago.
Oh, for fuck's sake! How many is that? 10?
It's not gone away, Jared.
Oh,
that's still there. You know,
that's probably I don't know, 5 or 6. I think.
No, to be fair, if I was the age you two are, I'd be having all the jabs as well.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
I just want to say a little bit about the safe seating thing, because we're all a little bit worried about how it would change experience. There's pluses and minuses to it. At least they've got the damn thing up. There was a few nails and nuts and bolts lying around that I wasn't too certain should have been somewhere. But because I was there quite early, it was nice to actually be able to sit down. Because, as you know, I'm advanced years, and it was nice to sit down, like, at the start of the game, you know, when you're just usually talking to people or whatever. Or in my case, standing around on my own sort of thing, Billy Novates. So it was nice from that point of view. It's nice to have something to lean on as well. It was a bit like being at the cinema. You know, when you get sat down, you get comfy, you get your popcorn out, you get your drink out, right? And you're all settled. And then some cunt who's sitting right next to you has to go to the fucking toilet and you have to get up, right? So your popcorn goes everywhere, your drink goes everywhere. And it was like that for quite a lot of the bloody,
Did people sit down then, Kisby? During the game.
No, they did. A lot of people, I'd say the majority, sat down at a half time sort of thing. But all I can say to people who are sitting near me or standing near me, all I can say is fucking go to the toilet before you fucking go in the ground, because it's a bit of a nightmare to get out once you're in there sort of thing. So
next time I do get to a game with you, is there any point in me trying to sit down?
Do you know what? You will get stuck between the barriers because you're like rotund man, aren't you? And rotund, rather. And you will get stuck between the two because they are close. They are really close, the actual sort of barrier bits. So there are pluses and minuses. I mean, you've got to go with the times, haven't you? You know, it is what it is. You've just got to put up with it. There's not the freedom to move around, to talk to your friends and that sort of thing. I miss that a little bit. But it's not too bad, I have to say. It's not quite as bad as I thought it was going to be. There are pluses and minuses a little bit. But as I say, it is what it is. At least you can still stand up sort of thing and you've got the option of having a seat sort of thing. So
I think the main thing is it's not gonna affect the atmosphere then, is it? If, like you say, people are still standing, it's still that terrace kind of vibe in there. But like I say, it ticks a box. I did see a lot of pictures, though, with, say, bolts hanging out the seats and things like that. There certainly would be if I sat on one, but this was before the fans got in there. So I must say, though, I think it looks a lot better on the eye, don't it?
I think it looks more modern. Yeah, you're right. I think it looks nicer. I think it's I wouldn't say it's the best of both worlds sort of thing, but it is a happy compromise. It's better than just having seats that wouldn't be much more room for your legs anyway sort of thing. So it is a happy compromise, I think. And like you say, it doesn't take away too much of the atmosphere of London Road. It's still London Road. People are still standing. It's just a little bit more inconvenient just to walk around, a little bit more inconvenient to get into the ground, and a little bit more inconvenient to get out of the ground. So, like I say, pluses and negatives. But there's been a lot of sort of negativity, I think, on the actual social media that I've seen about it. But I didn't think it was too bad, really.
Tim, would you jump out of a plane?
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah. With a parachute on, but
not for me.
No, I can't imagine a parachute.
Not unless
a big old parachute for you.
In my luck, I'd pull the string and my fucking lunchbox would fly out. I'd have put the wrong bag on.
Can you imagine? Come to the tank engine. Disappears off the sandwiches falling out.
I'd still be trying to claw onto him on the way down. Let me loops.
And he's a preschool owner. What the fuck is this?
Yeah. No, to be honest, I don't. Unless the plane doesn't work, then I just no. I don't see the sense in it. If it works and it can keep me in the air, I'll stick on that.
But what a buzz, though. There isn't many other kind of extreme sports.
I'm just thinking it would be amazing, but every time when I watch it and they open that door and they have to creep to the edge, I don't know about that. And who's going to be on my back?
Yeah, it would have to be quite a big instructor. My mum did it, and they filmed, they sort of sent a cameraman down with her, and I know what you mean about the whole leaning over towards the end, because obviously she's at the front of the two. So you're the one that kind of has to lean forward. You're like, imagine that, you're just looking out of a plane. It's like, yeah, I'm good here, thanks. Would you do a bungee jump?
No. Not unless I lost a lot of weight.
It'd have to be a bit of a bouncy old string for you, wouldn't it?
I would much prefer to do the plane than bungee jump, because bungee jump is just you and a bit of thing on your foot, and that takes some serious bollocks, that does.
I reckon we should raise money for you to jump out of a plane.
Oh, is it not a weight limit?
Probably, and I don't know how they would find an instructor, because you kind of would have to...
He wouldn't be able to see over him. Imagine he'd be like trying to look over the...
Yeah, trying to look at his watch to see the altitude. So no idea when to open a parachute, because he can't see his fucking watch.
Yeah, no, I'm not... I don't know what I'm like with heights. I'm all right. When we went to New York, and there was this new building we went up, and I kind of walked onto it without knowing, and it was just like see-through. And my... Yeah. Bollocks went as tight as anything, but I didn't mind it. I was all right. I just don't think I'd jump out of a plane.
You met a whole tube of Jaffa Cakes. Jared!
You're such a little liar. Why don't you toddle off in there?
Well, what am I lying about?
Saying that I've had bloody Jaffa Cakes.
Yeah, he's at two full tubes.
Here's an interesting fact for you, Jared. Did you know that owls can't mate when it's raining? It's true, that. Interesting fact for you there. Apparently it's too wet to woo.
Wow. Have you ever mated in the rain?
Yeah, I definitely mated many times. I've mated many times. I've lots of mating experience.
I've never even done it in the shower.
I can't imagine you in the shower because you're so tall. Do you have to shower under like a wall?
I've got the cleanest back you'll ever see, but because I'm all fucking unstable.
Does the shower head not like sit like just above your ass or something like that?
Pretty much.
Yes, pretend we can't hear him. See how long we can.
Yeah, go on.
See how long we can keep it going for.
Don't do that. That kind of shit with me really pisses me off.
Yeah, I know, but it's good fun when it's not you. It's being done at.
True.
Great. Top knot. If you're muted, I think. Yeah, you are actually muted.
Hello.
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 I can see it's going through, so don't even.
I can see him smiling, but he's not saying no.
Yeah, but the little mute icon disappeared.
Can you actually not hear me?
Annie's things come in.
Yeah, it's like it's yeah, there.
It's up on mine as well that it's talking. But it's
talking. Dan, wave if you can hear us, please.
So
okay. I can even see his top knot. Look,
yeah, we can't hear him. Dan, speak.
Should we just go?
Yeah,
sure, go. Yeah,
do it. I can still hear.
Come on, I'm getting backache.
He's going to be fucking aged.
I can hear one of you breathing.
That's not fair. I ruined the prank because I'm overweight.
All I can hear is just deep breaths. Like, what the fuck is happening?
Jared only took one step as well.
You can hear me the whole time, I'm guessing, yeah?
Yes, mate, yeah.
Perfect. Dickheads.
So I got life insurance this week. I don't know why, but... Well, I do know why, because I'm fat and obese, but I just thought I should, obviously with family and whatnot. So I did it, and I went for all the questions. He said, look, what do you weigh? I said, oh, whatever it is. I said 23 stone, 24 stone, whatever it is. And he went... Right, sir. So we are going to have issues on that front. That will change it. He goes, can I ask for your height? I said 6'9". He went, oh, no, we can process your thing.
Because yeah, I bet your BMI is like normal.
He said it was a little bit over. I think it's like 32.5 or something, which ain't the end of the world.
No.
Yeah, I think you're meant to be between 25 and 30.
That's what I mean, though. When you're as tall as you are, you must just be able to like use cooking oil for breakfast and you'd be all right.
Do on the regular. No, but for my, if you go on like the NHS, by the way, what the NHS said, I should be 14 stone, i.e. Peter Crouch.
No, that doesn't look right. You wouldn't be the fit one then, but no, I reckon you'd be the, if we were to have a poster boy.
No, I think Dan would win. If it was what, face shots or full body, because that changes it, because he's the whole
package, physical.
So I've got bigger boobs than Jared is the problem.
No, I've got a fairly decent rack. I've got bigger back tits than I have front. Honestly, back tits are back. I could give a reverse tit wank. Anyway, so Danny, please don't title this reverse tit wank.
There's a clip for the show right there.
What do you mean, does it work? Have I got hair?
Stop dying. I
use Absin all the time. It makes my hair fall out faster.
Really?
I can't stand it.
Are you losing your hair, Dan?
I don't think it doesn't look like you're losing it, Dan, but it does look like it's emigrating to it's the back of your
head. It's tracking back quicker than Carl Walker, that is.
It is on its way north.
Thing is, because you have long hair, because what are you going to do if it goes? Are you going to be one of them people who just have a ponytail even if it's back here?
Oh, God, no. I mean, I'll cry quite a lot, to be fair, but I know it's happening. It runs in the family, so I'm enjoying it while I can, and when it's gone, it's gone.
Do you think it will bother you, though?
Oh, God, yeah. I love my hair.
So, would you go to Turkey?
What does that mean?
Well, that's where they have hair transplants.
Oh, okay.
Marcus Madison, actually. He got his for £2,100.
Well, if Marcus Madison's paying, yeah, I'll go to Turkey.
Didn't Wayne Rooney have a hair transplant as well?
Dog shit.
Yeah, he got it off his arse.
It looks like you've dropped a chubba chubba lolly down the back of the sofa and just pulled it out again.
Yeah, but if it's good enough for Wayne Rooney and Marcus Madison, then it's good enough for our top knock.
Yeah, but we don't know that Marcus Madison quite is there. It might not be ours.
Tim, you just called Rain Rooney, you just said.
Wayne Rooney.
You did. You said Rain Rooney.
So what I didn't enjoy on Saturday, how much abuse Wayne Rooney got.
The Derby fans were saying, he shag who's he wants, he shag who's he wants. So he's not going to like that either. Wants. Not who's he wants, he shag who's he, whoever.
Shags who he wants.
Who's he want.
Yeah. Who's he wants.
Who he wants, yeah.
Today's episode of Sesame Street is brought to you by...
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.